You are listening to the For the Rose Tech Podcast, episode 301. We're back! Welcome to season 8, episode 301 of the For the Rose Tech Podcast. Today is August 13th, 2017, and I'm Matthew Dean Furlow, and coming all the way down to California for no other reason other than to celebrate my birthday is my brother, James Furlow.
That's it. That's the only reason why I'm coming down, and I may be coming down because my cousin is getting married, which just is a convenient thing. But then I'm going to be back up in Oregon for the eclipse, maybe.
Dude, that's next week's tease.
Oh, my bad.
Pump the brakes.
We're back.
One important celestial event at a time. My birthday.
Okay.
So this week is going to be a little bit different than other weeks, but it's the same basic vein in that, like every week, we'll be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera. And by that, of course, we mean the soap opera of corporations and its back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and of course, the technology they're developing. But before we get into the heart of the show, James has got a short disclosure he wants to throw our way.
Yes, I do. I founded and work for HPI. However, I do not represent them or any of their opinions.
All right. Good to know.
All right. This week, we are, we're starting a new format, so prepare your hearts and minds for that. We're talking about one topic, and this topic this week is Snapchat, or Snap if you're cool and know their new name.
Snap Inc.
And the specific question is Snapchat doomed?
Yes. All right. Next podcast.
Yes. exactly. I don't know. Well, we're going to talk about it. I think I do know, actually. But we're going to talk about it. But first, I want to give a little bit of background. If you don't know what Snapchat is, it's an app you download it onto your smartphone. And they're big into the what they call ephemeral photos.
Well, let's start here, James. If you don't know what Snapchat is, let us know how your 40s are or later. I mean, just curious what that how that's going.
Yeah. It's an app. You take a photo, share it with your friends, one person, multiple people, whatever, and then people can look at it once for like 5 to 6, 10 seconds or something, and then it's gone for good. And it same works with video. They can play your video once. You can text. You can read articles on it. Yeah, that's basically it.
You can also don't forget the stories function, which is quite important. It's this sort of a continuous 24-hour stream
that's
of all
true.
Videos.
And with the photos, they have an AR component to it. So when you take a picture of yourself or something else, you can you can make your face look like a dog or a clown
or a hot dog.
Apparently, that's a big thing recently. So that's some other stuff that you can do. So that's Snapchat and what it is that they do. But the real question is,
Snapchat, the camera company, is how they describe themselves. If you ask them what they are, they think of themselves as a camera company. If you're wondering why we didn't talk about cameras at all during that discussion, it's because they're not really a camera company. But that's besides the point.
They're not a camera company, but they think they are, or whatever. So they just came out with their Q2 quarterly results, and to say the least, it's not pretty. Matthew, I want you in the background looking up what their stock price is, okay? Because I'm going to ask you in a little bit what that is. But they came out with their numbers, and they added not that many people, only 7.3 million people, which I guess that is a lot, but it's only a 4.2% growth rate, which is honestly, it's not much. And a company like them where they're not actually turning a profit right now, it's all their potential is all based on growth, and well, they don't have any right now. Speaking of how much money they lost, they ended up losing $443 million this quarter, which Compared to a year ago, they only lost $116 million. So their marketing and sales expenses are ballooning, but they're not gaining a lot of people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so, apparently investors wanted to see a growth count of 5 million, and I think they got that. They wanted to see some returns, and they didn't quite get there. So as a result, their stock today is?
It is $11.80 in after-hour trading. That is down from their high right after their IPO, March 3rd, which is only a few months ago, and the high was $27.09. So they are at nearly a third of the value, or just over a third of what they were.
Excellent.
Couple of months ago.
Oh, they're so doomed. And so the other thing that we can look at is the actual camera part of their company. So they sell a product called spectacles. These are their sunglasses with little cameras on them. And so you
don't say cameras. Camera.
Camera. Don't singular.
Give them more credit than they deserve.
With and camera on it that can take a photo or like a 6-second video, or if you double tap it, it'll do like a 12-second video, something like that. It's round, by the way. It's not square like what you're looking at right now. It's round. So innovative. So anyways, they have like an other revenue category, and that's the only product that's in that category. And we know how much they're selling them for. So like people know how to do math and they do the division. So they know they sold fewer than 42,000 spectacles, which by the way is down 35% over last quarter. So they're that's bad.
Well, let's give them credit where credit's due. They've reached market saturation. They've sold so many bazillions of them. It's like the iPhone, you know, once you sell every iPhone to every person you can, how are you supposed to sell more?
Right. Somehow Apple continues to figure that out.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So that's bad news for them. And then, I didn't start a timer. That's awesome.
That's all right. We're 6 minutes in.
Okay, cool. Oh, we're perfect then. So in order to give confidence though, one of the things that the founders have said is that, I'm not going to steal your thunder. So what are they doing to give confidence in this report?
Yeah, the founders have just declared that they're not going to sell their stocks ever until the year 2019, a far-flung future of 4 months from now.
Yeah, 18, right? Not 19? 18?
That's what
I meant, yes. Yeah. We're holding on to our stocks to the end of the year. You're like, seriously? That gives me confidence. That doesn't give me a lot of confidence.
It doesn't give me a lot of confidence either as an investor.
You know. Okay, so they're not going to show their shares. We're going to try to incorporate learnings into this podcast, and so one of the questions that we want to try to answer is why is losing money bad? And so I want to tackle that one real quick here. So again, they've lost over $400 million for the year so far, or leading up to it, there was like $500 million in losses approximately. And that's losses on $400 million in revenue. Okay. So they're losing more money than they're actually taking in. So it would be like saying, I guess the quick math would say they actually lost.
That's nearly $1 billion, but they made nearly $500 million.
Yeah.
So in total, they lost $500 million.
Yeah, correctly. And their user growth, which their stock price is solely based off of that, is looking, as Scott Galloway says for L2, Twitter-ish, which is another way of saying flat. And if you've seen Twitter stock at all, it also does not look good. And they're just kind of stuck in no man's land. So I think this is interesting too. Snap will lose more money this year than Amazon has in any one year in its history. So we're talking about Amazon, a company who's been known for like, we're going to lose some money and then make some money, lose some money, make some money. They don't fluctuate this much. And Facebook is definitely getting after Snap. They're like, Zuckerberg has decided that he hates them and that he will wipe them off the face of this planet by copying everything that they do unabashedly. And so so they have some problems. Now, interestingly, and I think this gets to the problem, Galloway says, could Snap go to zero? He goes, no. He doesn't think so, actually. He thinks there's real strategic value in Snap, but he also thinks that they will probably get acquired. Potentially Google, who actually showed interest in them. And he wrote a thing where he was like, hey, Zuckerberg, Larry and Sergey Brin, they don't want to say thanks, Mark, for making this potential acquisition cheaper.
Nice.
Yeah, so losing money is bad. So if you are growing, the idea is eventually you will reach some sort of a big enough market where your fixed costs, like your servers and things like that, will start to be spread out over a whole bunch of revenue, and you'll start to get a lot more advertisers and people coming into the system, and eventually, like, your equation, it looks good, and you're not building out infrastructure over and over in order to support it. The problem is if you start to go flat, like, what your revenue is today is what your revenue is. And right. And you're having to sustain that with all the sales and marketing, and it's just not sustainable. And so you start to run into problems there. And they just said they haven't reached that tipping point yet. Again, that's the same issue that Twitter is running into, is like, despite how big these companies are, despite the fact that we are talking about millions of dollars, to play this game, you need to be talking about billions of dollars.
Right.
And they're just not there. Yeah. And they don't have a path to get there.
Well, that's not entirely true, and I want to bring up some stuff. But before we do that, James, it's about time for us to break this. This is how we pay for the show. We got to do a short little advertisement.
Okay.
This week's episode is brought to you by Cups of Water. Cups of Water are great for you. They help you be hydrated, and they help you drink water. Or if you need to clean something, you can bring a cup of water with you. So if you've never had a cup of water, go out and get one. They're really awesome.
I have a cup of water right here. This is a blue cup, but it is full of water.
I had a cup of water, but the great part about cups of water is they're fully reusable by adding more water. So
hey, there you go.
Yes, so it's pretty great. Anyways,
so go out, get a cup of water.
Thank you. That's how you support this channel. So to get to their path to solvency, they've talked about some of their ideas. One of the big things that they're working on, is they're trying to re-engage the younger users, which has been a big pathway for them, by like doing discovery where you can watch different videos, but specifically stuff for like college campuses, helping produce content there. Right now, they're talking about buying a drone company, a selfie drone company.
Oh, interesting.
We've actually talked about before, but it's like this little handheld drone, basically, where you just put it out and take your hand away, and it'll just stay there, and then it'll take... It seems neat, but very niche, again.
Didn't DJI just come out with like that exact same thing?
Well, but the DJI drones are really expensive and useful in other places, so that's not the sort of thing that is...
Wait, how much is this little drone thing? Do you know how much that one was selling for?
It's a couple hundred dollars. It's like
$300. Okay, because the DJI one's like $500.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There's actually a really good article on, slideshow, on TechCrunch, where they talk about 8 ways to improve Snapchat. I don't necessarily want to run through each example, but fully, so I'm just going to kind of fly through this. So that you can get the theme. Number one is they suggest that Snapchat should add an algorithmic filtered story feeds.
Oh, okay.
Sort of similar to how Instagram and Facebook work, basically saying,
okay, yeah.
Feed is how you get interesting content up front. They should launch an augmented reality developer platform. Right now, all augmented reality is developed in-house at Snapchat. And they're saying that they should open it up to developers to give them more content, and they can curate
the platform.
Which is what Facebook is doing.
Yeah.
They said they should sell a 360-degree camera, not the drone, because a cheaper 360 camera could be a real hit amongst the younger crowd, which is something that Facebook is doing. They said that they should recruit social media influencers and creators. Snapchat is notoriously has a prickly relationship with celebrities. This is something that Google has done a very good job of YouTube and building out that content platform. And they're saying, yeah, do that.
And same with Instagram.
Yes, exactly. They said
that. It's owned by Facebook, by the way.
There we go. They should syndicate the best content of the web. Basically, have a URL that allows for
the
Snapchat content to be linked to on other websites and embedded, sort of like, you know, YouTube and Facebook. They should embrace brands and content creators, as content creators. This is something that has worked really well for YouTube in being able to build relationships, highly financial relationships with their advertisers, because it turns out, like, Coke can make good commercials, good content, so treat them as first-class citizens. Huh. And then, yeah, offer account discovery to grow your audience, which is, you know, just what Facebook and Google is really good. And then the last point is just, you know, come out and fight Facebook head-on, which I think was, if you haven't picked up on the theme, that was what the entire article was saying. but, yeah, that's kind of what they're getting at is, Facebook is your challenger right now. You gotta get in there and go for it. But this is where I'm gonna kind of turn around and say, but Snapchat's not gonna do that. And the reason why they're not gonna do that is because they are controlled by a CEO who has no accountability through the shareholders, because nobody but him and the other co-founders have voting rights. So they can't be vetoed by their shareholders. And Evan Spiegel is just antithetical to that.
Yeah.
He thinks he's better than Facebook and Google. He thinks he's smarter than Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai. And he thinks that the CEO of Google, he honestly believes, like, this is obviously my opinion coming out of here, but he comes across with hubris of somebody who's unwilling to take the advice of, hey, you know these big guys that are crushing, that are eating your lunch right now? They're going to crush you soon unless you come at them. They have good features. They have a good platform. Don't ignore what they're doing. But Snapchat has built their entire game on being not Facebook, not Google, being something different. And the problem is that gets your audience to a certain size, gets you the early adopters, it gets you the young cool kids, but they're beyond that point now. Like, they need to start growing up and cater to the entire audience, and that involves, you know, house moms who have boring friends, which is why discovery and algorithmic feeds become really important.
Yeah.
And not forcing it. No, not everybody's going to download the app, so allow people to share your content around the web and create portals, create embedded content, like, cater to everybody, but they're not, they won't. And, you know, instead in their Q2 report, they talked about all these with vanity statistics.
Yeah. Vanity metrics. I love those,
which don't actually lead to higher amounts of, they don't indicate higher incomes.
So, like, a vanity metric would be something like, they're like, oh, we've seen 35% more uses of this. Like, well, you also added more people. So what does that actually mean?
Or in the hot dog, for those of you who aren't familiar, I suggest you Google the AR hot dog and you can see videos of it on YouTube. because you can't if you don't have Facebook, Snapchat. But the whole idea of it is this AR thing, and it was like the most shared AR thing that's ever been shared, and they really pumped that up as this, like, achievement, and it's not nothing. And I think that's the one thing that you, like, I always have to remind myself of when I'm bashing on Snapchat, is these things that they do aren't nothing. They are pretty impressive, but they're not Twitter impressive at this point. And Twitter isn't that impressive. You know, it's just, you know, it's
Twitter breaks news all the time.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, Snapchat...
The president of the United States uses Twitter as his primary communication platform, and they still can somehow not grow.
Exactly. And that's and you get this thing with Snapchat where it's just like, honestly, their mind share way outperforms their actual user base. Way more people are aware of Snapchat in a, you know, a passing way than have real engagement and drive users and make advertisers money, which is how Snapchat makes money. Like, at this point, like, what is the point of your company? What is the point of your app if it doesn't do these things? And I think what we're going to watch is the mind share start to slow down. People just aren't going to care as much. Like, something else cool is going to come along. Right. And, you know, and as especially as Facebook continues to eat, it continues to directly go after Snapchat.
Well, and now Instagram Stories it's like 200 and some odd million people. So it's already bigger than all of Snapchat.
Right, which is a sub-feature of Snapchat that not everybody uses, and that sub-feature of Instagram that not everybody uses is bigger than all of Snapchat. In their stories, the competitive feature is the direct, you know, it's ridiculous. And the thing that I really get here is it's like, it reminds me of where BlackBerry was for a while, where they had become this boutique company that barely catered to anybody, but there were still a lot of news stories about it because we were just aware of who they were. But they were worth nothing because they were a boutique at that, the way before we forgot about them. And I think Snapchat's at that phase where it's like, they're kind of a boutique social network. Like, there's value there, but not a lot. And they're going to have to downgrade their platform in order to justify the little bit of money that they're making. And, you know,
But you know what could save them?
What?
The plan did. Plan did could save them.
All right.
So I just learned about this new thing, and it's big on on Instagram and Snapchat and other places. It's the Planned Candid. Okay.
Okay.
And fun article. We're gonna link to it on the website. Essentially, it talks you like, here's how to make a good plan, dude. So that's when you see someone, it's usually like a full shot of somebody. They're like looking off and maybe laughing at something or walking or they're not smiling. They're not posed for the camera. They're doing something. Yeah, it turns out like it's fake walking. They're not actually walking. Or if they were, on an iPhone, you can do the... you know, take a bazillion photos, just hold it down and then select the best one. And then it's edited and like made to look nice. That is the new selfie, the Planned.
That is so dumb. I mean,
it makes it look like they're living life, you know?
Well,
it's different. It's interesting.
Well, you're just, okay. You know what? If in the context of you're a model or an art maker and you're making art, then fine. That makes sense. But if you're just like some dude with an Instagram account,
that's what I am, by the way. Some dude with an Instagram account,
and you do it once for fun.
James Frodo, by the way.
There we go. And you do it once for fun. Okay, I'll let it slide. You do it twice, you've now become obnoxious.
I kind of did a plan did the other day where my son was petting our dog. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I did the, like, take a bazillion shots, and then I got the one. I was really just looking for one where they both weren't fuzzy. And because, you know, moving around.
Yes.
And once I got that one, I took it. Totally planned it from my perspective.
I will say this. There's a candid shot of me actually doing the podcast, and it's one of my favorite pictures of me from quite a few years ago, actually. But it's just like, it was a great candid you and I on the podcast, and I was like in San Francisco and you can like oversee part of this. It's a great picture, but
Nice. So I'm
but that was not planned. It was candid.
It was candid. No, planned it is like fake walking, fake looking off into the distance.
Gotcha.
So people are going to use it because they keep getting creative on how I don't know. I'm making it up. I don't think that's actually the same. I just thought that was hilarious.
So this is my question, James. What's your final answer? What's your takeaway?
Okay, all right. Here's my prediction. I predict that Snap Inc. will no longer exist as an independent company by the end of next year. I think they're going to get bought up. I almost want to say the end of this year, but it's too soon. It's too, like, there's only 4 more months. So, but I'm thinking easily by the end of next year, they're not independent. He's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they're doomed. That's what essentially I'm saying. How about you?
You know what? I'm going to go full on hate. I think Evan Spiegel is has so much hubris that, and there's no one that can force him to sell his share of the company.
Right. That's true.
There's nobody that can force this. I think he's got so much hubris. He's going to let the company just start to get into a death spiral where they're spending so much more money than they to keep operations going than they're making, and they'll have no source of revenue coming in, and they'll just spin all value out of the company. And I think they've peaked on their coolness. I think that's the big takeaway. And we are on the cusp of some other cool kid coming in and catching some other app, some other platform coming in and being like, this is where the kids are spending their time. Like, that we are just ripe for, this is MySpace, and Facebook's about to come along in the classic, you know. The new hot bar is about to open up down. Okay. There's not another alternative right now, but yeah, I think they're going to start spinning off users in a ridiculous pace. And unlike MySpace, who didn't have a leader with that kind of hubris, I think Evan Spiegel's going to mess it all up. Kind of,
okay.
Sort of me hoping, but
okay.
I don't think they get sold. I think they just spin out. Die.
All right. Wow. That's like 2 thumbs down. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I like it. So, I guess the final thing is that, so obviously James and I are kind of, we have hearts full of hate. But we want to know how you feel. What's your personal interest in Snapchat? Is it going up right now? Are you getting more excited about it? Is your interest lowering? Why are you feeling that way? What's driving your, we're curious what everybody else thinks. Obviously you can answer the main question, are they doomed as well? But yeah, it'd be great if you could share and let us know.
Yeah, appreciate that. That's our show. That's what we got. So feel free to subscribe to us on iTunes, on YouTube, and other places. We want to say thank you to different people who wrote articles to help us put this together, specifically to TechCrunch, L2, The Verge, and The Mick, or Mick, I'm not really sure. And so thank you to all of them, and thank you to Cups of Water. We really do appreciate you existing so that we may consume you. And so, that's hilarious. So thanks. On that note, I am James Furlow, and my soon-to-be a year older brother is Matthew Furlow, and we will talk next time. Thank you.